Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're talking about Don't Let Life Throw You a Curve, Scoliosis. Good title.
Oh, thank you.
One of your creative moments, right?
Well, I mean, that's what scoliosis means, is a curve.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's creative. Yeah. Don't let life throw you a curve. So, Dr. Prather, what is scoliosis?
Well, scoliosis is a lateral bending of the spine abnormally. Mm-hmm. And there are several different types of scoliosis, but it's basically your spine is bent where it should be straight.
And how common is it?
It occurs in about 3% of the population. It is more common in females than in males. But when a male actually gets a severe case, oftentimes they can be even worse than a female. But it's more commonly in girls than it is in boys.
Do you know why, or do you have any theories on that?
Actually, there are several theories that I have. One of the things that is a more well-established is, you know, the bigger, stronger you are, the less likely you are to have the curves. So if you have more muscle, then that actually reduces the curves. So boys would, on a tendency, have less of a problem with the curves than females. But along with that, one of the theories that I've been taught and worked with my patients, is that there's a couple of different factors that go into scoliosis besides just the structural and physical portion of it, but it's also related to hormones and copper zinc imbalance. And females have a little bit more difficulties with their hormonal balance than males.
We do.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Interesting. I always think of the scoliosis testing in school, in elementary school. And now, is scoliosis dangerous?
Scoliosis doesn't usually cause a reduction in lifespan, so it is not considered really a dangerous type of thing. There are severe cases where it can cause some pressure on the heart and the lungs that should be avoided, but for the most part, it is not a dangerous condition.
Okay. Well, who gets scoliosis? Now, you said women more than men.
Right. And actually, girls. The age that scoliosis hits is between the ages of 10 and 20. Now, the reasons that are obvious on that is those are the growth times. So during the growth period, that's a time where you can start to develop scoliosis. Those are the ages that you have to watch for it. That's why in schools, having the scoliosis test was an important aspect just to see what was going on. It is, again, more common in females than in males, in about 3% of the population. There are some hereditary factors that go into that. Caucasians are more commonly affected by scoliosis than other races. And the lighter you are, the blonder you are, the more likely you are to get scoliosis.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You probably have a theory about that, too.
There's a genetic factor. And then also there is a factor in how long the lumbar spine is. And if you get into the German and Scandinavian, they have a longer lumbar spine than the rest of the world.
I have never heard that.
It's something that's
bigger discs, or
there's just a longer area in there. Matter of fact,
not more vertebrae.
No, but there is a longer torso involved in those types of situations. And matter of fact, as they look back in anthropology, you know, to check, scoliosis was more common back 40,000 years ago or so. Because people were had a longer spine in there. It's an adaptation going from a to a bipedal, lengthening the lumbar spine to allow for upright position, And then it seemed to be probably a little bit too unstable, so it was shortened quite a bit in a lot of the population, but still longer in Scandinavian German populations.
Interesting. So what causes scoliosis?
Well, that's a big factor. One of the things that used to be a big factor is infections. So different types of infections would kick off scoliosis. As a matter of fact, there's nowadays there are certain infections that are known to help to cause scoliosis, and that was considered in the ancient times the main cause. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, infections were more common, and as you would get an infection, you did seem to have a higher incidence of scoliosis. There are some genetic types of things that can occur so that, you know, that can actually kick off scoliosis. But most of scoliosis right now in the modern population in the developed world, we call it idiopathic. Okay. Scoliosis. And do you know why they call it idiopathic?
No.
Because we're idiots and we don't know what causes it. Who says doctors don't have humor? Though I personally have some theories on that. They're not accepted by the general population, but we do
your
find
theories
that,
are not accepted.
Well, by the general scientific population, but there is a group of us who have come up with some scoliosis treatments, very effective, and we get really good results off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be true. We haven't actually proven it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the future that would be something that we could actually accomplish.
Well, let's talk about the different types of scoliosis.
Sure.
You just mentioned the idiot one.
Yes. Well, and then there's the other type of scoliosis where there is an actual structural problem.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, you have what's called a hemivertebrae, a half of a vertebrae, that causes sort of a collapse on that. And so there can be some definite factors within development of the spine that can develop scoliosis. But that's about 2% of all the population of scoliosis. The vast majority of it at this point is what we call the idiopathic mm-hmm. scoliosis.
So you're saying scoliosis is 3%?
3%
of
the population. Right.
I thought it would be higher. Well, you know, it's because of our profession.
Right.
Right? We see
right.
People with scoliosis. And
people who have scoliosis have a higher tendency for disc degeneration, for back problems, you know, more spasms. So as a chiropractor, we get a lot of people with scoliosis in our office.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as we're looking at the x-rays, it's a lot higher than
3%. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Now, can scoliosis be treated?
Scoliosis can be treated. There are, of course, the well-established type of way of bracing and surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, that is the accepted method of treatment. But we do find within our practice doing some of the alternative types of ways that we've gotten some very good results if we can catch it early enough.
So surgery is still, what would you say, the most common treatment?
Or? Bracing is the most common.
Bracing, okay.
Bracing is the most common and one of the more recommended means of treatment at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It is effective in reducing the amount of the curve, and surgery isn't as popular as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So only in extreme cases usually do they recommend surgery. The amount of surgery that occurs in scoliosis is probably cut down by 50% or more.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they found that if the, you know, one, it's not as dangerous as they had thought it was. And with a little bit more effective bracing, it hasn't been as necessary.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, we already talked to you, treat scoliosis at the Prather practice. How successful are you in treating scoliosis?
We have a pretty high success rate. Now, of course, there are cases that have been left, you know, we have caught them later. That's why early detection is the best. Mm-hmm. Of course, early detection in any type of problem is the best type of way of working with
it. Yeah, and it's great they do those spine screenings in school.
It is.
I don't know how that got developed or when that started.
But. Well, there was actually quite a bit of a concern along those lines. Mm-hmm. And there was, at one point, a higher number of scoliosis, especially with a higher level of infections that people were having. Mm-hmm. That if you have childhood infections, TB, other different types of things that were pretty common before the onset of the better healthcare procedures that we have, that scoliosis was actually more common and oftentimes was considered an early sign of some different types of infections that occur. So that's where the thought pattern on that came, so they started to do them earlier. But it is an excellent type of way. And again, if you can catch something early, doing the proper types of things, even just the bracing, you can keep that under control and prevent the surgeries. That's the main thing that you would like to do.
When we come back, let's talk more about the treatments that you offer at the Prather Practice for scoliosis. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
One of the most basic fundamentals that that I base my practice off of is something called the Atlas Orthogonal
technique. It's the type of adjustment.
It's a specific type of an adjustment, and orthogonal means at right angles. In other words, the head is sitting on top of your body.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Because about 80% of the people don't have that. Mm-hmm. And it has probably one of the greatest effects on the entire system.
You're saying 80% of people don't have the right...
The atlas sitting on underneath the skull.
Now, the atlas proper. We're talking about is the first vertebrae.
First vertebrae under the occiput. So a basic type of thing, and what I found is that probably has the biggest effect on the health of an individual over anything else. Mm-hmm. So you can actually make the greatest amount of changes with the atlas, getting it in the right position, because it's right there at the base of the skull, which is the center of the autonomic nervous system.
Mm, the base of the skull.
Which actually controls all the functions of the body. So the atlas orthogonal is one of the big bases of what we do and has the biggest effect on the health of the individual. And really, to make any types of changes in the rest of the system to help the body to work correctly, that's the beginning of where you need to start. And when I'm actually working with patients, I make sure that that's in position. Now, of course, 20% of the people don't have a problem with that. So we go on to
So not everybody that walks in the office has that issue.
And not everybody who walks into the office has that issue. But getting that corrected is absolutely essential for me to make the other postural changes and to make the changes in the system.
And I want to bring up here that you're board certified in the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, the only one in the state of Indiana. Got your training down in Atlanta. Right. So extensive training.
I was one of the original six in that. So that's a huge basis. So there's a very strong belief system in that. And then also, I had my greatest amount of changes in my health through this particular type of adjustment. So I can speak from a personal type of standpoint.
Find out how the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment can transform your health. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, don't let life throw you a curve. We're talking today about scoliosis. And Dr. Prather, you said 3% of the population has scoliosis and feels like 3%. Those 3% come to our office. But
yes,
of course, you know, the spine is our specialty, one of our specialties. You are a chiropractor and an acupuncturist. But let's talk about the treatment of scoliosis at the Prather practice. What about chiropractic? How does that help scoliosis?
Well, I feel that chiropractic is essential for scoliosis, and we get excellent results with it. One of the processes that we have is called the Atlas Orthogonal Program. It is a specialty. I did a 3-year program to get that specialty. And what it's, the orthogonal means at right angles. So what we do is we take the skull, atlas, and cervical spine and get it into its proper position, mm-hmm. At 90 degrees to each other, so that there is a balance on there that does affect the whole rest of the spine. We can do pre and post x-rays after an adjustment and prove that there's a definite shift that occurs with the cervical spine on that. Oftentimes there can even be a curve in the neck that straightens out with that particular adjustment. And then it has an effect down the rest of the spine. Also, we work quite a bit with the pelvis, getting that leveled, and we do that on a consistent basis. Also taking down the curves in the lumbar and thoracic spine. We can do pre and post x-rays right after an adjustment and show a decrease in the number of degrees that occurs. So, you know, really on the whole, so we can prove those types of things. Now the idea is, can we prove that it's on a consistent and it stays there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one of the things that, of course, as we use chiropractic is we don't use that alone.
Right.
We use exercises, corrective exercises. One of the things that we do recommend is bracing, mm-hmm. For scoliosis when it starts to get, worse. So, it's not something that we use alone by itself, but yes, the chiropractic does make a very big difference, and a lot of the people have some pain, discomfort with it, and they can tell an immediate change along those lines. That's why we get so many scoliosis patients in our office, mm-hmm. Is because they do feel and see a definite change that occurs pretty quickly.
You know, and you talked about you're not just working on the spine, but the pelvis, you said.
Sure.
The neck, the curve, the scoliosis is in the lumbar spine.
Sure.
Now, I have a question. You have scoliosis in all areas of the spine?
You can, yes. We see a shift in the lumbar spine, which is the most common.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of the problems occur when it happens also in the thoracic spine.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the areas that's more difficult to treat. Usually as you start scoliosis, it starts in the a shift in the pelvis and the lumbar spine. But then there's a counter shift that occurs in the thoracic. That's why early treatment, early detection on that. If you can keep the lumbar spine under control, then you don't get the thoracic spine change. Because once it starts shifting there with the rib cage, it's a much more difficult area to bring back over and has a tendency to keep going. So early detection, early treatment prevents that from going up into the thoracic spine, so you don't get the shift there. If you can prevent that, then you can really prevent a lot of the problems.
Well, it surprised me when you said that it doesn't affect longevity of life. You would think if there's the thoracic scoliosis in the thoracic region, it would affect lungs, it would affect organs.
Certainly, and it's a small number of people. Once you get past a certain amount of degree, there is some pressure on the lungs and heart.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't really shown that there has been a decrease in lifespan.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Anything else on chiropractic?
Well, and not only do we do the chiropractic portion, but we also do cerebral spinal fluid type of adjustments.
And what is cerebral spinal fluid?
Cerebral spinal fluid, when you're talking about the skull, the sacrum, the whole pumping of the cerebral spinal fluid, always seems to be off in scoliosis patients.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the cranials, the sacrum pumping, we can see some immediate difference along those lines. We consider that in our five pillars of, in our eight pillars of perfect health, there's five pathways of energy. Mm-hmm. There's the neurological.
You almost retitled your next book.
Right. The energy flow.
Right.
There's five pathways of the energy flow, and neurological, cerebral spinal fluid, lymphatic, circulatory, and electromagnetic. And each of those can play a very big role in scoliosis. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interference along those lines. And the two areas that we find that are most important for scoliosis on getting opened up is the neurological and the cerebral spinal fluid. As we can get the pumping on there, there's if you're talking about a shift on the scoliosis, the shift along those lines, there is a more pressure on the cerebral spinal fluid on one side than on the other.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that helps to shift the scoliosis over.
I want to make sure people know the cerebral spinal fluid, correct me if I'm wrong, is in the spinal cord that goes through the vertebrae, correct?
Right, it's inside the vertebrae and surrounds the spinal cord.
Okay.
And then it also goes up and bathes the brain.
Okay.
And the main pumps along those lines are the sacrum and the occiput, also the diaphragm. So
yeah.
As we can get that on an even flow, we see a immediate correction on the scoliosis.
Yeah, and you do a chiropractic adjustment to move that cerebral spinal fluid because it can get locked up.
Right. The cerebral spinal fluid is an important part of what we work with. And it's a very relaxing technique.
Mm-hmm.
And people can feel an immediate difference along those lines. But it's always an important part of scoliosis treatment, getting that opened up along with just the relieving the nerves. So if you're not working with that, then you're not getting the full benefit of scoliosis treatment.
And isn't it true, too, people that sit for long periods of time, their cerebral spinal fluid can really lock up?
Sure. Sure, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Matter of fact, you can check how much your cerebral spinal fluid is flowing by going up on top of your shoulders and poking on the levator scapula.
Uh-huh.
The tighter it is, the less your cerebral spinal fluid is moving.
Interesting.
So you can do some deep breathing exercises and release your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an important part of what we do in the chiropractic portion. And it definitely is a very important part of scoliosis treatment.
Well, let's go on to acupuncture. How does acupuncture help scoliosis?
Well, acupuncture works on the electromagnetic energy pathway. And as we can hit the scoliosis, the back with the acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
We see a very definite relaxation of the muscles in the back where they're pulling it over.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as we can hit those different points in there, there's a relaxation that occurs. And we see some, as we can get those muscles relaxed as it's pulling over, then we can see the spine helping to shift back over into position.
And I can hear people saying, well, how does needles in your back relax? But they do.
They do.
Many of our people fall asleep.
Most of them do. Matter of fact, I have a lot of people say, do you have, like, drugs in those needles? You know what?
And we do not have drugs in those.
We do not have drugs in the needles. But as we put those in, you know, it's surprising to people think that you put a needle in the back and you fall asleep from it.
Uh-huh.
But people say that they get even more relaxation, more long-term benefit than even a massage.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the physiological changes that occur. I mean, it's been well documented how it changes the physiology of the body and the hormonal pattern mm-hmm. of the body. It's really quite fascinating.
And right now we have a special through the end of the month, through the end of July, for new patients for three acupuncture sessions, $59.
Oh, that's great. That's normally $70 each.
Yeah, each. So it's quite
a
deal.
It's a good introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And once people start acupuncture, they go, wow, why wasn't I doing that before?
Mm-hmm. Right. So you mentioned a little bit about hormones. Scoliosis is found more in girls and women. And you talked about the ages between 10 and 20, which is really a growth time.
Sure, and a big hormonal change.
Right.
Right. A lot of hormonal changes. The human female, most mammals, females only become have the shift to be able to become pregnant, mm-hmm. only maybe once a year. Human females have it on a monthly basis. So there's a great deal more
lucky,
hormonal great deal of hormonal changes and a greater challenge than any other creature that we know of. So with those types of changes and the balance that occurs along those lines, especially going through puberty, the hormones have a greater effect on the body. And has a very strong effect. If the hormones aren't balanced, if the hormonal system isn't going correctly, that does seem to contribute quite a bit to scoliosis. So looking at the hormones, getting those balanced out, we see some really good changes on the scoliosis. And that is one of the factors that hasn't really been scientifically explored, mm-hmm. The relationship on that. But the more problems that a female has with their hormonal system, the greater chance that they do have of getting scoliosis.
Interesting. When we come back, let's talk more on scoliosis.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
And how to make the decision, NutraSweet or saccharin? Well, I did some research. Found that NutraSweet can cause brain tumors. Saccharin can cause bladder cancer. So I have to decide, when I get older, do I want to be able to think and not pee? Or pee and not think? Well, I've seen old guys who've been thinking about peeing. All they think about is peeing. Well, I've seen guys who've been peeing not think. They seem pretty happy to me. So NutraSweet it is.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the Indy A-List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. Through the end of July, new acupuncture patients can get 3 sessions for just $59. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I'm
Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Don't let life throw you a curve. Scoliosis. That's what we're talking about today. And you came up with that catchy title in your spare time.
Yes.
So we're talking about the treatment of scoliosis that we provide at the Prather Practice. We talked about chiropractic, acupuncture, what role the hormones play. So let's talk about supplementation and how important is that for scoliosis?
Well, supplementation is very important. Of course, we talked about the hormones, and as we can balance out the hormones, we get some, well, not only is the scoliosis helped, but the health of the child is also helped.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the moods. There's a reason that teenagers can be a little difficult.
Really?
Yes. One of the things that we find is we've had, you know, young girls and young guys coming in for scoliosis treatments. And as we've gotten their hormones balanced, the parents were like, oh, thank you. Not only have, you know, this gotten the scoliosis under control, but we have a different child. It's our hormones are completely tied to our emotions. And if our hormones are off, there's oftentimes nothing that we can do to get our emotions under control.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the schoolwork improved, their attitude at home improved. There was just a better balance in their system. So, and, you know, almost everybody that we get in, their hormones are off.
You're checking about everybody.
Everybody who comes in. They're just, people's hormonal system is just not balanced. It's a lot of a stress on the system.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of chemicals that we didn't have before. The amount of testosterone, the balance of the female hormones, just isn't what it used to be even 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the need for working on someone's hormones is almost universal.
I think all this technology, and for me, I mean, that is a huge stressor. Remembering all my usernames and passwords. and all the security, you know.
We're showing our age.
I am. I know we're learning new software at the office and... You know, all our young staff have no problems with it. And
I'm
fighting it every way I can.
But it's even more important to get the hormones balanced in kids, 10 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
There is tremendous amount of hormonal changes. And I you know, it's one thing that we think that children are healthy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's furthest from the truth.
That is true. Yeah, we just think this is part of them growing up and this is how it's going to be.
Right.
But they're growing at a fast rate, faster than they're ever going to grow. You know, it's
sure.
really important.
It's a lot of stress on the body,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of changes that occur. And if they can get help during that time, it really makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, really, ideally, this kind of healthcare, we talk about structure function care
mm-hmm.
from birth, even before birth.
Even before birth.
You know?
All the way up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that people need to have balance checked during that time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always need... The perfect balance between structure function and disease care is 80% of all health care should be structure function, 20% should be disease care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even promoted by the disease care specialists.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what the perfect balance is. And we're just not there as a society. You know, one, there isn't enough structure function doctors out there to provide the amount of care that needs to be there. And then the knowledge, the understanding on a society type of basis. We just keep on thinking that taking a pill is going to solve our problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that if you are symptom-free, then you're healthy. If you feel good, you know, take this pill and you'll feel better. Mm. Pharmaceuticals aren't designed to bring about health. They're designed to reduce symptoms, and which is important in many cases, but it is not. It does not promote health. Mm-hmm. That's why we have a healthcare crisis.
Yeah, we sure do. So we talked about supplementation. Is there certain supplements that help with scoliosis?
Yes, there are. You know, and one of the nice things with the, you know, especially as we're working with hormones, you know, when you're talking about pharmaceutical, they're like an atomic bomb. You know, they're harsh, they're strong. Obviously, you don't want to use pharmaceutical hormone type of replacements mm-hmm. in the average population. That should be only used post-surgery, things like that. So, but there are many things that are subtly that can be done. We give different types of animal-based concentrations of pills, where we have thyroid, where we have adrenals. We have the different types of concentrations of animal products that help the body to rebuild those. We have plant-based herbal type of treatments that are known to stimulate the body in certain directions to increase testosterone, progesterone, estrogen, or to take them down. Mm-hmm. So we also have homeopathics that have a big influence on those. So, you know, when we're talking about hormones, we probably have a choice of 2,000 to 3,000 different products that we can do that can subtly change the hormonal balance of an individual and get that individual towards a normal type of a hormonal balance. Mm-hmm. So as we can accomplish that, then we can really start to see some excellent changes that occur. And we find that just the chiropractic and the physical isn't enough to really make the changes. You also have to work on a physiological basis, and hormones are essential to do that. Mm-hmm. But also one of the big things that we promote is the copper-zinc balance. Copper-zinc balance for scoliosis is critical because the copper-zinc ratio determines the strength of the tendons and ligaments, and it has a huge effect along those lines. And I find that all scoliosis patients have an improper balance between the copper and zinc. And as I can get that balanced out, then we start to see some excellent changes along those lines. So again, we're not looking at a one-dimensional type of a treatment or one-dimensional view of scoliosis, mm-hmm. but we're really looking at the whole body, and that's where structure function comes in, because we're not mechanistic minded, which means we look at everything as a compartment, mm-hmm. but we are holistic and then help the whole body to work to accomplish the end goal.
Yeah, it's like, do those nerves that go through your spine have anything to do with, you know, the organs? Of course they do. The
of
spine
course.
Is just not a spine.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Interesting. So you talked a little bit about bracing. Is bracing important for scoliosis?
Bracing is important, and one of the things is that bracing used to be this great big huge contraption mm-hmm. that you would put around your body, and it
I remember
it was those, yeah. It was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you put a 13-year-old girl in a brace and send her to school. It's not going to go well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a very traumatic type of thing. But now there is bracing that has a body contour. Mm-hmm. You know, where you can't even underneath the clothes, you can't even tell that it's there. So there are new methods of bracing. That it can be extremely effective so that you can avoid the heavier brace, the embarrassment that goes along with that, the body image types of things that can be as a result of that. So, you know, finding that new type of bracing that's available is something that is encouraging for many young kids so that they don't have to go through that.
Mm-hmm. And when should surgery be done for scoliosis?
Surgery, there is, of course, different opinions on when surgery should occur. But usually we look at the amount of degrees that start to occur. Usually you start to think about surgery at about a 45-degree angles.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the speed of doing surgery is something that isn't as promoted as it used to be.
Mm. Okay. When we come back, let's talk more about children and how often they should be checked and screened for scoliosis.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function. And as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health, and that's based on a balance of the physiology functional, and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
Well, find out how structure function care can impact your life. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Don't let life throw you a curve, scoliosis. And Dr. Prather, we're talking about scoliosis today, and how often should children be checked?
It should be once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So as part of the yearly annual exam for your child, scoliosis screen should be done just to make sure that that's not starting to occur and you need to start to take proper measures. Now, One of the things that I recommend is that your child should be also getting checked for chiropractic care.
Mm-hmm.
And as a chiropractor, I pick up on childhood scoliosis on a pretty quick basis. You know, if that's starting to occur, I think of one boy who was coming into our office, and he was hitting about 13, and I noticed a tendency of scoliosis starting to occur, especially as he was starting with the growth, and was aware that he had had a cousin who had had scoliosis. And so I knew that that was something that happened in the family, blonde hair, blue-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
Long torso. So, you know, the genetic factors I already knew were there. And so we started a program to check. I said, you know, we really need to up this quite a bit. One, I need to get in, find out what the copper zinc ratio is, see what the hormones are doing, start some regular type of chiropractic care, a little bit of acupuncture on that, and some exercises,
mm-hmm.
just as a preventative. Took x-rays on that, started to see that, you know, that the scoliosis was starting to develop, and started the program. And now that he's 3 years later, you know, there's absolutely no evidence of any scoliosis whatsoever.
Wow.
And I'm sure that we prevented that from occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the side benefit was that he was really, really healthy, and they were a little concerned because he wasn't kicking off his growth, and that if you get the copper zinc ratio, it really speeds up the growth quite mm-hmm. a bit in children. You can, through keeping the hormones balanced, keeping the copper zinc ratio, keeping them healthy, you can add about 4 inches onto a boy on height.
Mm. People like to hear that.
Yeah. You can adjust about 2 inches on a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the normal type of variance, depending if
wow.
the hormone and nutritional balance is correct. So there's a ratio on that. So, which he likes because he's a basketball player.
Uh-huh.
So he's definitely growing. And once he found out that it would also help with his growth, and
with
he
girls?
Could see it.
No. No.
Well, you get the growth, then you also get the girls. You know, as soon as he realized that, matter of fact, if his mom forgot, it was like, I need my supplements today. Matter of fact, she didn't even have to worry about it.
Yeah. Kids know. Yeah,
kids know.
They're in tune to their bodies.
Yeah, and he felt so much better. And mm-hmm. he really always enjoyed his adjustments. The their kids are really in tune with that and know exactly when they're out.
Well, and a chiropractor's training, I mean, is... well, it's extensive, especially the spine.
Sure.
The way you read x-rays and the training you've had in x-rays is very extensive. And your specialty, you
sure.
know, is the spine. So it would make sense, even in, you know, for screenings, to have that done by a chiropractor.
Chiropractic is something that I believe everybody should, as part of their structure function care, their preventative care, should be a part of everyone's life.
Mm-hmm.
And kids...
Just ask Tom Brady.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's an important part. Athletes realize it. Athletes, before the Los Angeles Olympics, went on strike, the American athletes, because they weren't providing chiropractors in their program.
Mm.
And they said, we can't compete to the same level if we don't have chiropractic.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you are, you know, I have a lot of adults coming in, and I said, you know, you've got kids. Why aren't your kids coming in? I said, they're kids. They don't. So they even need it more.
More. They're kids. They'll be fine. Yeah.
Right.
But if they can start out now, right.
And the children are very aware. I can't tell you how many parents come in and their 9-year-old had told them that they need to get adjusted because something was out,
because
mm-hmm. they could feel it. And, you know, the parents are just amazed that they can tell, matter of fact, even quicker. And children respond to chiropractic even quicker than adults.
Mm-hmm.
So
they respond to everything.
They respond to the supplements.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, if It's a very rewarding type of thing to take care of children, because with structure function care, if you kind of get it pretty close, they're just going to respond just amazing.
Well, it was interesting. We had a little boy, he's 3, getting adjusted by you the other day, and one of the staff goes, "What is all that giggling?"
Yeah.
He just loves it and laughs through and giggles through the whole thing.
we have a good time with the kids, and children enjoy chiropractic and enjoy the chiropractic adjustments. And the parents who have that done can tell a big difference in their children. And it's a great way, if you have a chiropractor watching you, they're going to pick up if scoliosis is starting to occur.
Right, before.
And you don't have to wait for an annual. You know, I pick up if there's something going on. And if I've got them like that, I've never had a child go into scoliosis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never, never had it.
And then you're training on palpation and
sure,
knowing right where that spine is.
And then, you know, of course, I believe that just chiropractic by itself, it really needs to be a combination of the mineral balance, which mm-hmm. we determine by hair analysis.
That zinc-copper balance.
Zinc-copper ratio is something that we can watch. And then we recheck it and make sure that those are balanced out. And as we're working with the hormones, of course, we determine that by blood test. And we recheck the blood test and make sure everything's balanced out. So this is just an excellent way of keeping the health and well-being of your child where it should be, and avoiding the problems that occur with scoliosis. Because, again, we see a tremendous amount of degeneration in the spine because of scoliosis.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about if scoliosis is starting to develop or there's already a problem, what diagnostics should be done?
Of course, x-rays. Should be done to find out what's going on with that. Also, good thorough blood tests, especially bringing up the hormonal balance. So running through those is important. And then also the hair analysis, because the hair analysis especially shows up the copper zinc ratio. And as you, I've never seen someone who is developing scoliosis that didn't have an abnormal copper zinc ratio.
Really?
Yes. So getting that balanced out does make a really big difference in the development of the scoliosis.
What about GI testing? Anything that...
GI testing, there is an immune system issue that can be part of the problem. So checking the gut has been proved through the National Institute of Health. Mm-hmm. Has done a major, major study on the gut and its relationship to the immune system. And as they said, 80% of the immune system problems are coming from the gut. So it is an important part of one's health and well-being. And there is a very strong school of thought that infections play a big role.
Mm-hmm.
In scoliosis, that there can be some infections in through the spine, and that's kicking it off. And it used to be a huge problem, and the major reason for scoliosis was infections back in the before the advent of antibiotics. But keeping up on that is something that's important.
Yeah, and one thing we don't want to miss talking about is proper exercise. Very important for scoliosis, correct?
Very, very important. So keeping up the strength of the skeletal structure, if they are starting to develop some scoliosis, having balancing exercises is a very important part, especially checking the iliopsoas and the balance that's involved with that, along with the core strength of the abdomen,
mm-hmm.
Plays a very big role. So if you have stronger muscles in through there, the less likely the scoliosis to develop. And the stronger the muscles in through the core, the less severity of the scoliosis. So
right.
Really looking at that and making sure that those are aligned, and that a proper exercise program that balances out the system is something that's very, very helpful.
Dr. Prather, we just have a few seconds. Anything you want to conclude with on scoliosis?
Scoliosis, don't just ignore it. Mm-hmm. Don't just think that your children are just can kind of breeze through it. Mm-hmm. We just have this false impression the kids are just healthy. We don't need to worry about them, but getting them checked on a regular basis is an important part. And scoliosis screen should be a part of your care of your child.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.